The Hawaii Technology Development Corp wants to build a training center for police and first responders. But does that fulfill the organization's mission? It may come down to how lawmakers view tech. Civil Beat reporter Stuart Yurton has today's reality check. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Beth Ann.
So this looks kind of different from what we all thought a tech park was going to be.
Yes, it's when you look at the definition in the statute about the Hawaii Technology Development Corporation's mission, the definition of high technology includes things like electronics, biotech, software development, that sort of thing. This isn't that.
No, it's not that, but I mean, some way you could kind of conceivably back end in some of that stuff to what happens with both first responders and police. Is that where that nexus is?
That seems to be how the executive director is interpreting this. Her answer was that, yes, first responders use technology and use cutting-edge technology, and therefore that use fulfills the statutory purpose of the HTDC.
Would there be any room for, say, scientists or engineers or other tech folks?
Well, it looks like it. The OETS, which is the state's technology service, is going to have an operation there, and HTDC plans to have space for something there, but that only, according to the preliminary plan, is about 10% of the built space. The rest will be for other things. And again, even the other things, like DOD, might be using having some kind of scientists or tech people there. We just don't know how much will be dedicated to that.
Kind of why they're calling it the Cybersecurity and First Responder Tech Park, eh?
Yes. Well, again, we just don't know how much is actually going to be dedicated to cybersecurity.
So knowing, though, that there is the possibility of, saying, having, you know, the FBI there, does that mean that getting them involved could translate into potential cash for the project?
Possibly. At this point, though, the FBI and NSA and other federal agencies just haven't said one way or the other whether they'll be involved.
When will we know how this project is continuing?
Well, that we don't know. What we can say is that earlier this month, the board approved acquiring land for about $10 million, and the site's about 150 acres out in Mililani. So that much we do know. Moving forward, there's a lot of work to be done.
What's the next step?
The next step will be to a number of steps. They need to find a master planner. They need to come up with a final plan and other things. But again, the focus right now is on the sale. They do need to, or the acquisition of the land, they need to close on that and actually acquire the land. The board has approved that, but they need to acquire the land.
All right. After that, we should really see what's going to happen on it. Thanks a lot, Stuart.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today, featuring reporter Stuart Yurton.